So I couldn't resist just one more boo before the night is out, and I had to take this iPod Touch and charge it, which would be the responsible thing to do. But think of this: how amazing is it that I can sit here with this handheld device, fairly capable handheld device, touch sensitive, accelerometers, audio output. And input and record a compressed audio file format, MP3, which is ubiquitous, and make it accessible to people with searchable tags, with a photograph, with an optional photograph, with geolocation information. And it's accessible with a web browser, on a Facebook profile, with iTunes, subscribed to as a podcast. And anyone who has such a device can easily publish audio nearly instantaneously to the internet. It puts broadcasting in the hands of the average person. It has other with given all those capabilities, other uses as well. One of the first boos I had listened to was someone I had been following on Twitter who was a journalist, actually reporting in pro on the London Marathon in progress, just with an iPhone. I remember in 1982 a friend reporting on the nuclear freeze march in New York City on the occasion of the UN second special session on disarmament. And he was wandering the streets of New York City with a big Gainley tape recorder with an audio hookup for a telephone and recording stories and filing them for WALD, I believe it was, an AM radio station in Danbury, Connecticut. So you don't even need all of that apparatus and infrastructure anymore, that inaccessible infrastructure. In fact, I guess what really makes this power is structure, is that all of these inputs and outputs, gazinta and gazata, if you were, if you will, I should say, really are layers upon layers of structure that have been built over the years since the advent of the internet. And who knows where it'll go from here. By the way, the photograph I've attached in this case is of the Stevens Coolidge estate in North Andover, Massachusetts, not far from here. It's a photograph I took, and just for clarification, I'm not gaining any profit from circulating this photo or the boo to which it's attached, just so the Stevens Coolidge folks are aware of that.